Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be hanging out here with you on another Wednesday night. Coming to you live from Atlanta. Much love to our super producer and host, Dave Shuffy. He's holding it down in New York City. And much love to you for listening. If you're in a car speaker or you're listening via car speaker, you're in your house, you're listening on a stupid, what do we call these things? A smart speaker. Thank you. However you listen, you could be on your phone right now. I appreciate you. So thank you to everybody on the free Odyssey app, people listening live on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM, yeah, that's still a thing. Paying $5 a month, $10 a month, $15. I don't know how much you're paying, but shout out to people on Sirius. If you have Sirius, we're on channel 158. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I've been here for 1 hour already. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We had an opportunity to talk about Victor Wembanyama making his Madison Square Garden debut against the New York Knickerbockers, and the San Antonio Spurs lose. And Victor Wembanyama, he stinks tonight. The Knicks beat the Spurs 126-105. At one point in time, the Knicks led by 30 points. Wembanyama, he had 14 points, had 9 rebounds. He shot 4 of 14 from the field. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson, 25, R.J. Barrett, 24, even the angry man Julius Randle had 23 points, and Victor Wembanyama is only going to make one appearance at Madison Square Garden per year, and in his rookie season, it wasn't the greatest. I wouldn't be shocked if in the future he goes out there and whoops ass at Madison Square Garden like the Kobes and the Jordans and the LeBrons. But let's let Victor Wembanyama get through the season first. So, unfortunately, he loses his Madison Square Garden debut. We also had a chance right before the break to talk about Michigan. Seems like Michigan is on the heels of a punishment, that Jim Harbaugh is about to face a punishment, and that the Michigan Wolverines already sent the Big Ten a message saying, y'all can't punish us. Y'all don't have enough evidence to punish us. So a little bit of a preemptive strike, as by all reports, it seems like a punishment is coming for Michigan because of this sign stealing, that it might come sooner than later. Is it going to happen tomorrow? Is it happening on Friday? Is it going to happen before the game? We have no idea, but this whole cheating, sign stealing scandal, ain't nobody talking about Michigan actually taking on Penn State. People are talking about Michigan and Jim Harbaugh being suspended. I think we'll see him on the sidelines on Saturday. I think he's going to close out the season. I think we'll see him against Ohio State. I think we'll see him coach in the college football playoff. And any punishment that comes his way, he'll be in the NFL. He won't care. That's just what it is. This man has been itching to get back into the NFL. Jim Harbaugh took an interview with the Minnesota Vikings and thought that he was out of the door. He didn't get the job done. But the fact is, he's going to be ready to go back. I know Antonio Pierce is coaching the Raiders right now. you don't think that he would jump at the opportunity to just go back? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, Mr. Positive, I got to tell you, you're spot on about Harbaugh. That's all we're talking about here in Michigan and around the country. Real quick, we're in uncharted territory about what happened, how quick it happened, when it happened. Timing is everything. So we just, you know, learning experience. We're finding out more and more teams have done it, or maybe in certain regards, certain respects, they've not nearly maybe not done it as clandestine as Michigan, but we're finding out more and more that people do this. But we're in uncharted territories. When you talked about Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, and I can't believe what happened to my Lakers. Disappointing. But when you talk about
Anthony
Victor,
Davis in place, so they lost. What else is new?
Right. And LeBron can't do it all by himself, but he tries. But Victor, this your 12 o'clock, I think he should be on the list. He's a special talent. I don't really know how well he did tonight. Can you give me the box score? What was it?
14 points, 9 rebounds, 4 of 14 from the field with 1 block shot.
Okay. I mean, obviously he's 19 years old. It's a learning experience. He's only going to get better with this type of deft touch and his ability and his – now, I got to ask you, JR.
Yeah.
His mental IQ. I know he's young and, you know, he's 19 years old or what have you. Do you think what you see, he will have a LeBron-esque IQ to understand the game?
Well, listen, I don't know if that's a fair thing to say.
Right.
Or fair comparison. I actually talked about his temperament, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I talked about his temperament last hour. When you look at Victor Wembanyama play basketball, he doesn't go high, he doesn't go low. He's not complaining about the officials. He's just out there balling. And it's something to appreciate. His temperament is pretty even. It's more Tim Duncan-esque than, I don't know, Kevin Garnett. And I like that. He just seems so even. He seems very mature. He understands everything. And if you've listened to Victor Wembanyama before and after he was drafted, he's very philosophical. He understands life. He understands and takes a look at the big picture. And I think that does him well when he's out there just playing basketball. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's all a learning experience. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from California. But before we get to Chris, a matter of fact, Jalen Brunson, he had some thoughts about playing against Victor Wembanyama. Let's listen to the New York Knicks point guard.
That's a tall dude. Very tall dude. He's going to be great. He's going to be a very spectacular player. He already is, honestly. But I think we did a good job of playing team defense on him tonight. But, man, he's going to be really good.
Mitchell Robinson, the New York Knicks starting center, had 8 points, 12 rebounds, no blocks. But he exists in the NBA to block shots and pull down rebounds. He had to defend Victor Wembanyama when he was out there tonight. And Victor Wembanyama played 30 minutes. This is what Mitchell Robinson had to say about Victor Wembanyama.
I mean, he's a great player. You know, he's one of the best in the league right now, especially. You know, he's 7'6", put on the floor, shoot it. So it's kind of a challenge, but, you know, we need to do what we got to do.
Yeah, kind of crazy that Victor Wembanyama has more offense than Mitchell Robinson. I've never seen Mitchell Robinson, never seen anything from him. He knows how to put the ball back and run a pick and roll. Yeah, Victor Wembanyama going to whoop his ass in a few years. It's just the facts. Here's Chris from California. Thank you for being patient, Chris. Go on. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, always my pleasure. Wanted to get into the state of boxing. You were talking about it earlier. You know, it's just the way it fluctuates from era to era. Like the last great heavyweight fight I remember was Lennox Lewis and Klitschko. I think it was like around 2003 at Staples Center. I was there in a suite with some good friends of mine. And Klitschko really put a whooping on him. But he unfortunately lost the fight because of an accidental headbutt. You know, that's the rules. He was bleeding. The doctor had to stop the fight. know, supposed to be a rematch, and Lewis retired. That was a great fight. But, like, I go back, check this out, JR. When I was living in Bensonhurst in, like, 85, my super was this dude named Freddie Red Cochran. And he walks into my pad, like, fixing maintenance issue, and he sees, like, all the sports stuff laying around. He's like, hey, I see your car, the sportsman, sir. I'm like, yeah. He's like, here's my card. It says Freddie Red Cochran, world boxing champion. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, dude. I called up Art Rush Jr. I'm sure you know who that is. Legendary.
I do. Yes, in New York. Go ahead, tell your story, yes.
So I called up Art. I said, Art, what's up with this dude, Freddie Red Cochran? And Art Rush Jr. just went into this, like, speech about this guy's stats. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. And the guy, I mean, JR, the guy lost 38 fights. And he was welterweight champion of the world for 2.5 years. And, you know, Freddie and I had a couple pops one night, and I kind of asked him about that. And he just, like, you know, he looked at me like that dude that dunked tonight. Who was it? Like, got a T. And, like, you know, we didn't talk about it. But, you know, how you going to win his 38 fights?
Anything relatable to anything going on now and today? No.
I mean, I don't know, man. You know, I kind of look at some of these fights, and I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you.
I love boxing too. Later.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. That's the last fight he saw with Lennox Lewis. I don't know. He said like Lewis and Klitschko. Where the hell was he when Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder were beating the hell out of each other? I was actually at that fight, and they wasn't beating the hell out of each other. I mean, damn. I think I was at both of them. Time flies. The one where Tyson Fury came back from the dead, and the other one where Deontay Wilder just got the living hell beat out of him. That was that's pretty wild. Mark is calling from Cali. What's up, Mark? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead and please do it quickly.
Right. So Victor Wembanyama today against the Knicks. The Knicks fans were chanting overrated today. Like, that is so funny because, like, dude, even last year when we beat Cleveland, oh my God, there was so much smack talking. I mean, some of the stuff I can't even say on the air, man. It was just, it's so funny. Like, Knicks fans were just trolling everybody, dude.
Yeah, that's New York Knicks fans. That's what they do. If we're being honest, we got people listening all over the country right now. I would say, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. New York Knicks fans have to be some of the most obnoxious fans in sports here in North America. I don't know, maybe Yankees fans are more obnoxious. Here's the grouping of most obnoxious sports fans for North American teams, pro teams, right? It has to be Cowboys, Yankees, Knicks. I don't. Are the Lakers in there? I'm not too sure.
Duke.
But definitely the Cowboys, the Knicks, and the Yankees. Some of the most obnoxious fans. Shep, were you saying something?
I mean, what about the Duke Blue Devils? The Cameron Crazies. They're up there.
I'm thinking about pro.
Gotcha. Well, how about the team that wants a guy that's won them 6 Super Bowls out middle of the season? How about that Patriots fan base?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think there's enough there. I mean, that's obnoxious. Why are Pats fans obnoxious?
Because they think because Bill Belichick is not having a winning season and he doesn't have anything to work with, especially at the quarterback position, he should be ousted after having the most success of any NFL coach in our lifetime. And because they're spoiled. And JR, as Knicks fans, we're also the most informed. And if you rooted for a franchise that had not won a world championship in more than 50 years and you got to the finals multiple times, I think you'd be pissed off as well.
What are you talking about?
I mean, Knicks fans are not that bad. Like, they're some of the most well-informed, hardest, rooting, passionate fan bases there is. They're not annoying.
The Knicks stink, and the fans win a playoff game. And act like they have won the world. They rally outside of Madison Square Garden on 7th Avenue and scream and party and climb poles and drink Hennessy. Obnoxious is an accurate description.
Well, Jared, but there's more. But there's also significantly more New Yorkers than any other major city in this country, and so you're going to have more tomfoolery because there's more people. But that doesn't mean most of the Knicks fans are not incredibly well reserved and thoughtful and smart about how we go, you know, in terms of rooting about things, right?
No.
There's just a lot more of us, so it seems like
we
tip the scales, but we don't.
I ain't running on a scale. Okay? I'm not running on a scale or percentage basis. I'm looking at the fan base as a whole. You just heard the man. There are a lot of New York Knicks fans. If we go into Madison Square Garden, the things that people chant, and he plays the villain role, great. But you have to in unison, I don't know, it's approximately 20,000 people in the arena. Do you have to do half of them have to chant a profanity at a player? Like half of them? Is that necessary?
Oh, no.
Do you have to go outside after a playoff game and absolutely lose your mind like you won a championship? I mean, Knicks fans are obnoxious. Yankee fans are obnoxious. They think the whole world revolves around them, the New York Yankees. Cowboys fans, some of them, a whole lot of them, happen to be obnoxious. I don't know if I'd put the Patriots in that same space. Historically, if you want to say the fan base is spoiled, yes. But I don't get the attitude of, hey, we're the New England Patriots. Who are you? I don't get that. It's like, yeah, they've been winning. They've won for 20 years. Tom Brady whooped everybody's ass. Bill Belichick is out here. Now he stinks. And the world just goes on. But Knicks fans, especially in comparison to other fan bases, what's comparable outside of Lakers? I mean, nothing. The New York Knicks fan base as a whole is very unique.
Well, we don't have the racist reputation, and I'm not saying every Boston fan is racist, but there's a lot of NBA players that do not look forward for 1 second to playing in Boston because of some of the vitriolic language spewed their way. So Knicks fans, at the very least, are not known for that garbage.
Yeah, but that doesn't have a damn thing to do with what I'm talking about being obnoxious.
Well, to me, that's even worse than being obnoxious. That's just being damn ignorant.
It is.
Right.
So I said there's a difference.
Gotcha.
I can tell you, hey, there was a guy in Madison Square Garden who decided to spit towards Trae Young. Is that every fan? No, we ain't talking about every fan and every fan base. Of course, the fans vary. We can look at fans in Utah who, NBA players say terrible things about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about flat being obnoxious. The fans are just jerks. The fans are just, we're the best. The fans overrate themselves, overhype themselves. Fans think everything about them. The Knicks are there. Like, come on, Victor Wembanyama, it's nice and it's cool. You go, you have fun. Ah, we're blowing you out by 30. Hey, you're overrated. It's fun. It's fun.
In JR, but I understand what you're saying. Wouldn't you rather have a fan base that is more invested than they probably should be, that overrates the team and inflates the team more than they should, as opposed to, let's say, a Rays fan base who seems to go to the World Series every 5 years and still they can't even fill half the stadium?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
No, but
of course,
right.
Of course, you'd rather have a fan base
right.
that shows up.
Right.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Right. No, that's all I'm saying. So, like, if I want to go play in New York, there's incentive to go play there. They're going to have my back and then some if I play hard.
I'm not looking at this from a player perspective. I'm not looking at this from an owner perspective. I'm looking at this just from a fan base perspective. If I'm a fan in one particular city, and if I have to look at another fan base and compare the fan bases, that's all I'm looking at it as. And when you boil it down and you want to talk about fan bases that are just annoying, obnoxious, they're just doing too much. Yankees fans are there. Knicks fans are there. Is it a shock that it's New Yorkers? I don't think so. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And then the Cowboys by default. All those memes online about the Cowboys starter pack. He has a Michael Irvin jersey. He has some Jordans. He has some blue jeans. Yeah. There's a lot of folks rolling up wearing that every game. Where some more fan bases are more unbearable than others. The Knicks are right there. Just Knicks fans are wild. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to hear from Deion Sanders, giving a little bit of insight as to what his future might be in college sports and maybe even the NFL. We'll hear from Deion. I'm going to get to your calls. Don't forget this. At the top of the hour, in about 40 minutes, I'm giving you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most athletic marvels, athletic freaks this century. It's a new top six list. But right now, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I do want to bring to your attention, as we talk so much about Jim Harbaugh and what might happen with him in Michigan. Is he going to get fired? Is he going to get suspended? Is anything going to happen with the sign-stealing scandal? We have no idea. I wholeheartedly believe that he'll be back in the NFL as soon as next season. There is another head coach, probably maybe the most famous head coach in college football right now. His name is Deion Sanders. And there's been a lot of conversations about his future and what he's doing at Colorado. We know about the hot start coming out the gate, beating TCU, who was in the national championship, and then beating Nebraska. That whole beef about taking off his hat and his sunglasses with Colorado State. And then they crated out. Colorado now has a record of 4-5. They just lost to Oregon State 26-19. Pat Shurmur took over the play calling duties. The man was calling plays in the NFL for Denver, and now here he is, and they still lost. And so Colorado, all things considered, this season is still successful. They only won one game last season. They already got four. I don't know if they're going to beat Arizona on Saturday. Probably not. The offensive line is hot trash. But Deion Sanders, he was sitting down with Dan Patrick, and Dan pretty much asked him about his future, not necessarily just in college, but is there any thought that Deion might one day be coaching in the NFL? And Deion had an interesting response. Take a listen.
Is the NFL a goal eventually in your life?
Coaching?
Yeah.
No, not whatsoever. I don't think I'm built for the NFL. I don't think, because I appreciate the game so much. And I respect the game so much of what the game has consistently done for me for a multitude of years, that when I see a guy getting paid millions and millions of dollars and he has no respect for the game, does not want to excel and exceed expectations in the game, I'm going to have a true problem. So I'm the kind of coach that would go out there with 53 and come back at the halftime with about 32. Because I can't do it. Like, I'm too brutally honest, and I want to win that much, and I need everybody that respects the game. And oftentimes, money clouds that judgment. That is happening in college football. Money clouds that love and that passion for the game.
No, not a shock. These are some sentiments that Deion has kind of shared in the past before, and then he was asked a little bit more about what might change that. And he's kind of like, if my sons are in the league and I got an opportunity to coach them, then just maybe. And it's been reported that both Shador, his quarterback son, and Shiloh, the defensive back, that they're going to enter into the NFL draft in the year 2025. And so, yeah, I mean, if he feels that he has that opportunity, maybe he'll change his mind. I just think it's cool to even have that be in the conversation. I think it's pretty cool that we're in this era in sports right now where you can have a LeBron James say, man, I want to play with my sons. I think it's cool that you can have one of the greatest athletes ever, one of the greatest NFL players, and a Deion Sanders say, yeah, man, it'd be cool if I'd be able to coach my sons. I just think it's awesome. I mean, we've seen the Griffies of the world, and we've seen that. But to go on from now a management perspective, that would be pretty awesome. And I know Doc Rivers, at one point, he coached his son. But Deion is in a totally, totally different lane. And so, look, Colorado ain't going to look good the rest of the year, even though we're towards the end of it. But this season has to be looked upon as a success. Not given the hype. And I know how the season started and what they've looked like lately, which is trash. But, man, for where Colorado was to where they're going, Deion deserves a lot of credit. And, look, I don't think he's necessarily going to go to the NFL. Maybe he is. I'd never close the door. He ain't going to be sticking around at Colorado. Unless something wild happens, scandal, what have you, which I don't think it will. He's going to be moving on to a bigger program in a year or 2 years, maybe when his sons move on. And in Colorado, I don't want to say like Jackson State, he lent some credence to them. He's going to move on from Colorado too at some point and move on to some greener pastures, even if it isn't the NFL.
JR, I got that clip about him asking Deion about the package deal of him and Shador if you want to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a listen.
Gay.
What if it's a package deal with you and Shador?
Don't forget Shallow, by the way. Don't forget Shallow.
Eventually he's coming.
Yeah, sure. They're going to come out the same year, next year.
Okay.
They better not try to leave Daddy this year, by the way. I don't know. I haven't thought, man, I'm trying to win a game. I'm not thinking down the street that far. I haven't thought like that. That's a great thought process, though.
Well, listen, maybe if Deion, maybe he can do like Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo has his brother on the bench, keeping the bench warm. It's a family affair, right? And in the case of Deion, nothing wrong with a little bit of nepotism. Like, that's what everybody else does, right? 855-212-4CBS. Taylor is calling from Myrtle Beach. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I got like a two-part question.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be here until, two and a half more hours. I'm here. What's up?
All right, man. It's kind of a two-part question about two different teams. All right. Now, Belichick's kind of been a little shady with some of his stuff on stealing calls, deflating balls, shit like that. Well, what if he's just tanking to get somebody like Drake May or Caleb Williams? And then, two, you got David Tepper, who never wanted to be mediocre, who hasn't even sniffed mediocre, being like, what, 20 and 50 or 20 and 60? Is there any way a fan base could actually get rid of an owner?
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling.
Like the show.
I'm gonna answer your question. It's not going to take me long. Do I think Belichick is tanking? No. Are the fans in the Carolinas going to get rid of David Tepper? No. Thank you for your two questions. Derek is calling from Orange County. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
Amazing.
So, love your show. Basically, I wanted to backtrack a little bit. We were talking about the most annoying, obnoxious fan bases. I think we left the fan base out. The Los Angeles Dodgers. And I've got many reasons why. What's the fan base that's complaining every single year the last few years about the new playoff format? It's the Dodgers. I mean, slow and steady wins the race. They're always complaining about that. I mean, you hear about these stories about fans getting beat up in parking lots and, I mean, murdered. It's just they're so entitled. Maybe that's just because I'm in San Diego now. But
I was gonna say, I think it has a lot more to do with where you live than anything else.
Yeah. You know, and I've had my head, you know, underwater for quite some time. And
you're in Orange County, why not?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just passed the border. I'm in San Diego now. I grew up in San Diego, but, you know, two totally different fan bases, you know, and one has been there and one hasn't. Yeah. And little brother, big brother. So
yeah, I think if you look at it, absolutely, and thank you, Derek, for calling from Orange County. Yeah, when you got to look at it from a San Diego going north to Los Angeles type deal, yeah, of course, you're going to think that Dodgers fans are obnoxious. You feel like if you show up in the parking lot, you're going to get your head cracked in. I understand that. But I think in the big picture, looking at other fan bases, and you call Dodger fans obnoxious, but not on the level of, I think, Yankee fans or Knick fans. But you know what? That's actually an overwhelming thought about New Yorkers. Just are New Yorkers as a whole obnoxious? We've had this conversation here on the air. Like, are people in the Northeast more obnoxious? Are they meaner? What's up with the Philly fans? What's up with fans in Baltimore? What's there about the Northeast corridor? Is it the population density? What makes the Northeast, everything from Boston on down to Baltimore, what gives everybody such an edge? Hey, Marco, is there something in the water? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's undisputable. I mean, it is. There's no way that, and I can put myself into that category, we're more obnoxious than anyone else in the country. And it's not even a question.
Wow.
Come on, man. I'm not breaking any ground here. We know we are. We are is a different story. I don't know, because we're on top of each other all the time.
Yes, population density. Yes.
I mean, we can look at a lot of excuses.
Business. No, it is. It's hey, population density, mind your business. I got to do what I got to do. I got to do me. It's just, I think that has a lot. Shep, would you agree with that?
I think it's a great point. And Marco is very honest in his assessment. Yes, I would agree with that. I think there's a crankiness that just comes with living on top of each other. I also think, not to mention the fact that we're miserable because it's cold 6 months of the year.
Weather? Is it 6 months miserable, you think?
Oh, easily. Easily. I mean, we're already in jackets full layers right now, and it's freaking early November, JR.
It's 80 degrees today here.
Oh, just don't rub it in. That's not fair.
What was the weather today?
In New York?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be under 40 by the time Marco and I leave here.
Under 40?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess good reason to be miserable.
Yeah, thanks for leaving us, by the way.
I didn't leave. I just took a sabbatical. Let's call it that.
Just migrated south. Got it.
A long sabbatical. A real long one. Anyway, yeah, feel free to come down. Be less miserable.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That goes for you too, Marco, now. Come on.
Sure, you invite me, I'm coming down. I'll put it this way. Look, for one time I went to L.A. over 20 years ago. I'm a young man. I'm happy. I'm enjoying my time, seeing a friend of mine. Nothing but fun for the full week. JR, I'm telling you, everywhere I went, I didn't even have to open my mouth. People looked at me. You're from New York.
They
knew.
They looked at you.
Because they could see. It was almost like the look in my face that I was more angry than everybody else. And I'm like, damn, I'm having a good time. They were like, you just look like you're always on edge. I'm like, I'm fine, man. It was a different vibe that I had compared to, and I could feel it too. I was kind of like, damn, everybody moves slow. It was just a different feeling. We're built different.
You needed to smoke some of that stuff here and chilled out, okay?
Well, JR.
I had a good time, man.
Let me tell you something. Marco, yes. He's dodging a bullet because he doesn't take public transportation here. Marco, if you had to get in these subways the way they're run these days with people literally spitting on each other, that's how close we are.
Yeah.
Just take it to another level, how miserable you think you'd be here, and then times it by 10.
No, I'm aware, but see, here's the difference.
It's
when
horrible.
You say I don't have to, I make sure I don't. There's
right.
a difference.
Right.
I avoid it like the plague.
It's horrible.
I'd rather be in my car for 5 hours in traffic than sit on a subway for 25 minutes. I'm aware of that.
Yeah, JR, man, I know you don't miss that at all, man. Like it's getting so bad right now that you have to wait. Like, you have to stand on the platform in these subway stations, and you have to wait till 3 trains go by just for you to nudge your way into a car.
No,
it's overflowing. It's that crowded right now.
I was on the subway a couple weeks ago. I was in New York.
Different. You were there on a weekend, though. It wasn't rush hour during the week.
oh, I ain't doing that. Them days are over.
Right, right.
I did my time a long time ago. I ain't doing that crap no more.
No, it's absolutely awful. And then you always get the people screaming at you saying, hey, move in. What are we doing here? Like, and then you get the person like cursing you out because you're asking people to move in. It's just, it's
And we go back to the original question. Right. Why are we obnoxious? There you go.
There you go.
You want to deal with that? Yeah. I won't deal with that.
Yeah, and then we're more obnoxious on the way back on the subway ride.
The last 3 minutes of this show, a great advertisement for New York City.
Stay the hell out.
Yeah, move to New York. Sounds like a wonderful place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday night. So in about, 12, 13 minutes from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most athletic marvels, the most athletic freaks. Who are some of the most athletic athletes that we've seen here this century? Okay? We can run around and talk about the Thorpes and the Bo Jacksons of the world. But if we want to think about the 2000s here, who are some of the most athletic freaks and marvels that we have ever seen on the field to play? It's kind of nuts. We're moving towards, I guess sooner than later, 25 years, a quarter century here. I remember Y2K came through. I thought we were going to lose money in the bank. Lights were going to go out, all types of craziness. Nothing happened. Almost a quarter of the way through, I want to look at some of the best athletes that we've seen here over the past almost 25 years. We'll do that a little more than 10 minutes from now. We do have some callers on the line who've been waiting patiently, so let's go ahead and talk to them. The number is 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Oklahoma. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing? First time calling and got in and super excited. So we were talking about annoying fans. Clearly, Oklahoma fans. I'm an Oklahoma OU fan. Boomer Sooner definitely annoys everybody that could be out there. But the thing about annoying fans is something that you kind of passed upon was, fans saying racist stuff. We've had the OU versus Alabama, who Jalen Hurts has, but you know, when Jalen Hurts was with Alabama, his mom had to, like, come and, like, support him because fans were, like, being super racist, everything like that. OU's going to the SEC, which literally we've had Alabama fans beating people up in, like, you know, fast food industry places, things like that. And so kind of curious what you think about is who is, like, in college football, you know, is there a division that's, like, more annoying or more – is it passion or more annoying?
All right. Well, Mike, I would say the SEC, and with the good reason, there's a lot of dominance. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt. Thank you for calling from Oklahoma. Here in the South, man, football rules and football is king. And so if you want to talk about obnoxious, I think within good reason, you'd have a lot of people who say the SEC. And I hate to fill you in. I think a lot of people are already familiar with this. Yeah, there unfortunately is racism all over the damn place. That goes well beyond and well past being obnoxious. And unfortunately, it's not just something that exists in sports. Johnny is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How
are you? I got a question.
Yes.
Doing good. Is Daniel Jones out for the season?
He tore his ACL, man. Ain't no magic potion to bring him back. Yes.
We were talking about it. I said, man, that's congratulations to the Giants. Cause now they're going to run for a good quarterback. So the question is, if they go on a winning streak, that coach need to be fired because you got Caleb Williams right there because y'all have won two games. So,
well, if it makes you feel any good, the New York Giants are running out Tommy DeVito. Do you know who that is?
No.
Good. And so you should consider that to be a good thing because that almost ensures that the New York Giants are going to stink for the rest of the season. They got the Dallas Cowboys up next. The Dallas Cowboys are going to look to make some noise and put another W up on the board, especially after that loss against the Eagles. So the New York Giants got to pay Daniel Jones $40 million a year. So it's not going to be easy just to dump him. But you still, as you said, they got to look towards their future. And whether it's Caleb Williams or Bo Nix or what may have you, Penix, they should get a QB if they really feel strongly about one. I agree with you.
Would you fire the coach if they keep you on winning?
No, you don't fire. No, you can't get rid of Daboll. Hey, look, man.
If they win, you gotta let him go.
No, Johnny, no, you don't. I know the New York Giants over the past several years have stunk. I know the New York Giants have been in the doghouse. They've been bad. But let's be clear. The New York Giants have not stepped into Las Vegas Raiders territory. They're not a laughingstock, not in that way. And they're not just going to fire the head coach that they hired last year, who won them 9 games in his first season, went to the postseason, won a game in the postseason, and now they have a bad year where the starting quarterback goes down, starting running back misses games at the beginning of the year, and they're just going to fire him? That would be a very Raiders thing to do. Nah, Daboll's not going anywhere. Don't hold your breath on that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, it's a top 6 list. We're going to look at some of the greatest athletes this century here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Who's a freak? Not that type of freak.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.